You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch!
You can't stop it.
I just said the gate.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased.
What are you trying to say?
I'm so into you.
I really don't really care.
What?
Next message.
We're still here. Look at my cat.
Get off the cat.
You son of a bitch.
Enjoy it.
DG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Where's that? I got two turntables and a microphone. Where's that?
End of message.
I got two turntables and a microphone. Where's that?
Next message.
I got two turntables and a microphone.
Seriously, guys. Four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
End of message.
You look so good right now, you son of a bitch.
Next message.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Get in touch. You got to talk about it.
Horrible. Give us a call. 646-915-9228.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
That's what it is. Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go pick. Really?
Well, all right. Here we are. I'm looking at across from me a very kind of little nervous little Melissa Kelly. All right, so I am Dave, and Giggles is not here. This is the first show I think I've ever done without Giggles. I've always had guest hosts before. So tonight you'll be my surrogate guest host. Just say hello to everybody. Just
hey, everybody.
All right, so here's Melissa Kelly. Melissa Kelly's in studio. Melissa and I work together, and we put together this little show where we're going to be coming from my living room, bathroom, kitchen kind of area, and we'll be doing a show, and this is going to be very Melissa-centric, which is great because I'm guest hostless, so we're going to be talking about your documentary, which I'm very excited about. And it's been how many years in the making?
I started working on it in 2005, so it's been a really long time, like 7 years.
2005?
That's just planning and researching and all those things.
Jesus, 2005.
That's when I came up with the concept.
I think I was very drunk in 2005 and did not come up with a plan to do anything at all. So I know there's a lot of you blasted the hell out of the show, which is great, and I love it, and I'm sure there's a lot of Melissa fans out there listening, which is awesome.
I hope so.
So anytime you guys want to call in, the number is 646-915-9228, and we can take your calls. And I know the funny thing is Melissa was originally supposed to bring over a whole bunch of stuff. Pictures and stuff, and a whole bunch of stuff that she's giving away for her, which we're going to get to, but for her Kickstarter. Yeah. And we're going to give some out tonight. But you didn't bring it, so if you guys still want to call in, we can give stuff away, but you might not get it. You know, I can't see it tonight. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what it is. Apparently, it's stickers and everything.
Yeah, I got some stickers.
But we could definitely send that out to you, but I will probably say they will be a lot of Melissa's friends, which is awesome. And she could probably hand deliver those to you.
Yeah, I could. Or if you're out of state, then I'll mail them.
All right, so the number again, 646-915-9228. All right, Melissa, what's going on?
So I came up with this idea to do a documentary film about bathroom graffiti when I was in North Carolina. I had just recently graduated, so I went back home for a little bit to figure out what I wanted to do. And I was hanging out in a few bars in Raleigh, and I saw how the bathroom graffiti there was very different from the bathroom graffiti here in New York.
How is it different?
Well, I don't know if it's because North Carolina is part of the Bible Belt, but for whatever reason, people...
Is North Carolina part of the Bible Belt? Is that like where it begins?
I don't know where it begins.
I always thought that was
included.
Like more like Tennessee, like west. That was always my assumption. It starts on, like where you're on the water.
I don't know where the lines are, but we're definitely included.
All right. So if you can tell me where, well, I'm going to tell you guys to call in 646-915-9228, where the Bible Belt starts and where it ends, I'm going to give you a sticker.
Sweet.
And I'll keep an eye on that. It's very difficult to do everything. But, yeah, if you can call in and tell me where that begins and ends, I would really appreciate it because I love history and knowledge. All right, so go on. So you're in North Carolina, and how did it differ from New York to North Carolina?
Basically, people wrote a lot about religion and God and all these things.
Do you remember any in particular that
I don't, but I do have video footage of it. So I couldn't find that clip. I was going to try and bring it on the show, but like from 2005, so I needed to like dig.
So what was the first one that you saw that caught your eye and said, I'm going to start?
It was this one particular bar called The Jackpot, which is no longer there, but it was on Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. That's where I spent some of my time when I was there after I graduated. And it was like the dingiest kind of bar.
A hole in the wall.
Yeah,
we
definitely.
All love a good
so it was
hole
the best
the
place. And
North Carolina, Raleigh, is very close to like a lot of army bases too, right?
Yeah, there's like kind the of? One, Fort Bragg and Fort Bragg. Jacksonville, and there's
Scary.
One in Goldsboro. That's the Air Force,
Scary.
I think.
And it's part of the Bible Belt that I'm being told and learning about right now.
Yeah.
So what else different? Because that really interests me, because you have like a bunch of North Carolina who I'd imagine are like, you know, like not farmers, but Raleigh is not the biggest city in the world, and it's not like the most diverse city in the world. I've been there a couple times. Coming to New York, where it's really diverse, and you're probably get like, you know, the home of like, not the home, but close to enough the home of the punk scene,
yeah.
Where I don't want to say it kind of started there, but it blossomed there.
Yeah.
You know? So what else did you, so you started it there and you came up here with the intent of making this documentary.
Right.
All right, so how did that happen? So what did you do that from then on?
So basically I was kind of focusing on the categories, like what categories are people writing about, and that's kind of what started my film. And kind of the things that I've noticed people write about were religion, which people in New York don't really do that. That's one thing. But you do get the Jesus saves all the time in New York. Who started that? I have no idea.
Jesus saves. Do you get a lot of John 3:16 too?
No, I haven't
really?
Seen that. No, what is that? Austin? Is that a WWE?
No, John 3:16 is God gave his only son, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's from the Bible, but like that's what they hold up at like at college games and professional sporting games and all that. It just became, I don't know how where that started, but everyone, that became like the biggest like sign to hold up at sporting events. I don't know why. I'm having trouble with my microphone. There we go. I'm feeling better.
Yeah, but politics was kind of another one that I noticed. Relationships, obviously, people like to write their business on the walls, which is interesting.
What kind of business did they write?
You know, like, I broke up and I'm sad and those kinds of things. And,
meet me in the bathroom here at this time. I mean, we've all seen, what was that movie? Dumb and Dumber, where they, you know, he's in the bathroom at the time, which you should somehow incorporate into your movie.
That's
that would
great.
Be good. Just open it with that.
Well,
he's
if I'm
there.
Able to raise more than my amount,
all right. So
I
let's
might
get down to that.
To like,
so Kickstarter,
some stuff.
Kickstarter, you're looking to raise $9,000.
Yeah.
In 30 days,
right.
Starting Saturday.
Yeah, this past Saturday.
So this
so
past
it's
Saturday.
28 more days.
What made you do it? Because I've been talking to you about this for a while. What made you do it around the holidays?
It's kind of been crazy
people
at work,
give more?
As you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was kind of planning to do this in the summer, actually, but then, like, I wanted to do a Kickstarter video, and then we shot that, and then had to find time to edit it, which I did. It just, with working all the time and then finding extra time to do all these things, it just...
You're starting to work
to
like
start this,
you're starting
this
to work
week.
Like me too. Like where I see you there at like 10 o'clock at night,
yeah, it
11
happens.
O'clock at night. It's terrible. Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know.
It's awful. So you do it now, which probably in hindsight is probably pretty good because you got a lot of people probably giving more because it's the holiday season.
It'll either be really bad or really good. So we'll see how it works out.
So the site you can get to for the Kickstarter, what is that?
If you go to Kickstarter.com, you can type in Bathroom Social. That's the title of the film. And it should come up. But I blasted the link on the Bathroom Social Facebook page, which if you get a chance to check it out and like it, that would be awesome. And then I also blasted it on my personal Facebook page and emailed everybody I kind of knew. So
nice.
Yeah.
So we got Alex in India out there. He said, is there supposed to be a video on here? Yeah, we're gonna get to the videos, Alex. Just relax. We got the David Giggles logo up there because I don't like to see myself on camera. And if you want to see Melissa, that's fine with me. I'll put her up. But we'll get to the videos. We got some videos. We got your teaser trailer, which is awesome. And we got your Kickstarter video, which actually, since we're talking about the Kickstarter video, maybe we should play that and see how that works.
Let's show the Kickstarter.
All right. Give me a second to get this up here.
Hi, my name's Melissa Kelly. We're in a bathroom because I'm doing a documentary film on bathroom graffiti. I'm reaching out to friends, family, the world, you guys, for your support in making this project a reality. So if you have a dollar or any amount and you want to donate it to the film, I would greatly appreciate it, as every penny counts towards me reaching my goal. So thank you so much for watching this video, and please check out my website at www.bathroomsocial.com. I got some pretty good self-portraits. Those are fun. Oh, and this place called the Way Station, the guy from Doctor Who, because they have a Doctor Who bathroom, he like went in and signed the wall and they framed it. That was pretty cool. So I don't really know why I wanted to do a film on bathroom graffiti. I guess I just thought it was intriguing. I feel like they cleaned. They did. They cleaned in here. I wonder how often they do that. Do you ever just like clean the whole thing?
Yeah, we do. We try to do it when it just gets out of control in there. It's actually gotten kind of close to that right now.
Great timing.
Yeah, good timing.
So I've been keeping this journal here. I started writing in it in February of 2011. So I went to Barcade, that was one of the first places that I went. And Trash Bar, I went there. And there's some pretty good stuff at both of those. But then just trying to figure out like how I want to do this film as part of what I've been writing about, and you know, coming up with different ideas and stuff like that. That was the saddest flush ever.
I was the saddest flush.
All right, so it was a little choppy, and I think it's because it's broad getting. My computer's getting confused. And there's just too much happening with it. Wi-Fi. Goddamn Wi-Fi. But there's a trailer, and I interrupted it there. Because I remember one of them was shorter than the other, and that was the longer one. So
yeah.
There you go with that. So the what you were putting up there, the sticker, that is the sticker that you would be giving out tonight.
Exactly.
Which you didn't bring.
Yeah, but no one's here. I'll mail them out or give them to somebody, whoever calls in. So
perfect. I love it. Yeah, so call in now. 646-915-9228. We want to hear from you. We want Melissa to know that you're listening, whether you're a friend of Melissa's or a friend of mine. Either way, give us a buzz and let us know you're out there. So where's most of your footage from? Is it from New York, or did you get any when you're down in North Carolina?
Well, right now, well, up until this point, I've kind of been doing taking a lot of photos of the places that I happen to be at. So Barcade in Brooklyn, a lot of places in Brooklyn, Williamsburg area, the Lower East Side. When I went to Jacksonville, Illinois, I went to the bathrooms there, so I have pictures from there as well. And I guess kind of everywhere I go, I have taken pictures in North Carolina. I went out to California, couldn't find any bathroom graffiti there.
Really?
But I was in Monterey, and it's super nice.
It
so
is kind of super nice out there.
I need
so
to go
is
to,
that
like,
the only
LA.
Place you went to?
Those so far are the only places that I've been able to travel to like take pictures of. I went to Pennsylvania, New Hope, Pennsylvania. I actually got a bunch of pictures there. There was this bar called Pete and something.
Pete and Pete, the old TV show.
But I got some pictures there. But basically, the reason, kind of how this project and film work, is that I created a blog and I have a Facebook page. And what I'm hoping people will do is, you know, post their pictures from wherever they are all over the country of the bathroom graffiti that they're finding, because I obviously can't be in all the places.
So you want to do that through Facebook?
Yeah, I'm doing it through Facebook so people can tell me their stories, send me their pictures, so I'm able to collect a bigger chunk of bathroom graffiti than only what I'm able to to find.
And the ironic thing, I guess maybe it's not ironic, but this whole bathroom graffiti thing can be attributed to the new media, which is the Facebook wall, which kind of is like bathroom graffiti, except dumber.
It's not anonymous.
It's not anonymous, right?
We know what you're saying.
We know what you're saying, unless you create a fake Facebook name and throw that out there. But
yeah,
I mean, I find that interesting that that is. I mean, it's what we want to do. You know, it's like we want to get our message out there, whether it be like a stupid fart joke or a boob joke or something deep. Here, I did a lot of research on bathroom graffiti. Here are the two couple of interesting things I found. I did a search just on bathroom graffiti, and I came up with 1.8 million search results, which is pretty amazing. And then whenever I tell anybody that, you know, I'm having you on, we're talking about bathroom graffiti, everyone's like, that's interesting, because everybody sees bathroom graffiti. And the one of my favorite pieces of bathroom graffiti that I saw was, quote, "Since writing on toilet walls is done neither for critical acclaim nor financial reward, it is the purest form of art."
Oh, I wrote about that one.
You wrote about that one?
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty famous one, because I think I saw that on
HuffPost. Well, a friend of mine, he emailed me a picture of that because he saw it in some place. So obviously this quote is used like everywhere.
Yeah, you should find the guy who did this. If you're listening, guy who wrote that,
yeah, you better call in. But yeah, on my blog I wrote something specific to that particular quote. But I thought that one was really
interesting. So what did you write about it on your what'd you say about that? Because it's a very interesting idea. And the idea that, you know, you're getting a message out there or drawing a picture, and you're doing it for no notoriety, no money, obviously.
Yeah.
And you're just doing it for the pure sake of art.
Yeah, or just to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I mean, it's nice to think of it as art. I don't know if everyone really thinks of it as that. But when you walk into a bathroom, and I see all these bathrooms that are just nasty stuff everywhere. I mean, I kind of look at it like art, just because, I don't know, maybe because I'm doing this project. But
right.
I find it interesting, and I like to read what everybody wrote just to see what other people are thinking. So it's cool to me in that way.
Have you gotten a lot of responses back from it? Like a lot of people talking about, here's what I found, or what's some of the good stuff you got back?
The problem that I'm having is a lot of people email me directly instead of putting it on the Facebook page.
Let's get it on Facebook, people.
So then I end up posting it, and right. So it looks like it's just coming from me. But the whole thing that I'm trying to do is engage people to do it themselves.
Get away from you.
So that other people, it would, like, you know, make them want to, like, add their own two cents or whatever.
Right.
So that's hard part that I'm reaching or having right
now.
So
if you actually have people maybe, like, take their iPhone video of something, or take pictures, would you incorporate it into the documentary?
Yeah, definitely. All right, that's
so what are you people waiting for? You get to be in a documentary. So if they send this in, you get it in there, will they get their name in the thank you?
Well, you know, depending on what's in the cut. So if I have more material and it ends up being in the cut, yeah, you get a thank you.
So look at, like, this, people.
For sending the information in.
Why
yeah,
are
definitely.
You sending it straight to her? Just put it out on Facebook. You get it known by everybody. This is not for – this is like – this is to get known. This isn't just bathroom art. You're going to get known by this. Let's get it out there. All right, 646-915-9228. Either I'm missing the calls or – people are not calling, and I find that, I think I warned you about it, people are really hesitant about calling. They're really nervous. Just like when you came on the show, you get kind of a little nervous, you got a little, like, people get even more about calling, which I find remarkable. Just call and talk to us. It's nothing more than that. And just say, hey, what's up? Then you can hang out. That's it. But the other interesting thing about graffiti is I've drawn myself on both lines of graffiti, rather bathroom graffiti or any other type of graffiti. Is it art or is it annoying?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on each person. If you're a bar owner and you don't want bathroom graffiti in your bar, then obviously it's going to be annoying.
Right.
But I've never found anyone that got annoyed just by reading it who just happened to go into a place to use the bathroom.
Totally.
I mean, they might second guess using that restroom.
Yeah, it might be a little dirty or whatever.
But I don't know if they find it annoying.
I find people who tag their names, like, annoying. Like, personally,
well, yeah.
I find that annoying. Like, that one before, since writing on toilet walls, that quote, like, writing something that's, like, something I can think about or laugh about or go, oh, that's really cool that they drew that, I'm totally into. Even some like, spray painting stuff, awesome.
Yeah.
But when I see someone, like, just doodling their name in some kind of ghetto graffiti type of thing, I'm just like, why? Like, I find that annoying.
I think too, like, we would find that more annoying because we see it all the time.
Is that what it is? Maybe because it's so common?
Yeah. I mean, like, people that aren't from New York might not find that as annoying.
Someone down in, like, Georgia sees that tag somewhere and they're like, oh, we're getting some cool people in this town. That's really funny. I can believe it. So, what's the next plan? We got some. Let them do what they got to do over there. What's the next plan?
So right now, I'm trying to raise $9,000 to be able to shoot the film, and also to be able to cover post costs. So that's what the $9,000 is going towards. And also, I created these postcards and stickers, and getting those printed cost a lot, actually, too. But the plan with the postcards and the stickers is all the bars that I go to, I want to be able to leave a stack so that people that are at those bars are able to chime in. It's kind of just to get the word out. And then the stickers, I'm kind of putting up in the places that I visit. Obviously the ones that already have bathroom graffiti, I wouldn't put it on a clean bathroom by any means. But
maybe you should start, you know?
But yeah, so basically I'm trying to raise money to pay for the postcards being printed, the stickers, hiring crew to come out and shoot the footage that I need, which I'm in, so obviously I can't shoot the footage myself. And then, you know, I'm hiring a band to compose the musical score and paying for the studio that we're recording in.
Sure.
And then post cost as far as the sound mix, sound design, online, color correcting.
All that stuff.
You know all about
all that
stuff.
Sure. I also want to say we started the song out, the show out with the song from Wolf, which is...
they're the band that's going to be composing, recording all the music for the entire film.
And they're playing tonight, right?
Yeah, they're playing tonight at Bar 4 in Park Slope.
Perfect. There you go.
So if anybody's in Park Slope, go check them out.
All right, so other than, this is something I want to get in. This is actually something I would love for people to call in and talk about. 646-915-9228. Maybe I've forgotten the phone number, but I think that's it. 646-915-9228. Get a pen, 646-915-9228. What other than before this or not associated with this, have you ever graffito tagged or have, like, gone out of the way and done some graffiti on something?
I hadn't done any graffiti until I started working on this project.
So a girl who's never done graffiti in her life is attracted to graffiti enough to do a documentary about it. It's interesting. Interesting. So why did you never do graffiti?
I don't think I really ever had a pen on me, which actually now I have to remind myself to put a pen in my bag before I go out.
So now you're out there graffito tagging everything.
Yeah, I try to sometimes.
All right, what's the last thing you graffitied?
I was at a bar in Alphabet City in the city.
Okay.
Alphabet City in the city. And they
That's
had...
Manhattan for Alex in, where is he? In Indy.
Yeah, so there was a bar that... I guess they went out of business, and then they came back as a different bar. So I kind of did, like, a rip to that bar And now I can't even think. Oh, it was Banjo Jims.
Banjo Jims.
Yeah, so they closed down and then reopened. So I did kind of a, like, you know, rip Banjo Jims sort of thing.
So.
And actually, I might have been the first one to tag that place.
That when they reopened.
But it used to be really graffitied, and then they painted over it, so.
Well, you got to expect a lot of graffiti in Alphabet
City. It's going to get it.
It is going to get it. So do you remember the first time you ever graffiti something?
I'm trying to think of what I wrote the first time. It may have been at the Overlook Bar.
That's where
across
that?
From Postworks Midtown.
Oh, look at you. Was it while you were working? You just snuck
it
out
was,
to graffiti
I think we were
something?
All hanging out after work. So I think it was a Postworks tag.
Wow. Did you actually write Postworks?
Something like that. I have a picture of it. Because we were all in there having a good
time. That's hilarious. So did you actually... I think I remember that, actually.
I haven't been back to see if it got cleaned off.
I think I remember that. I remember you coming up to me and showing me a picture of it and going, look, I graffitied.
I was so proud of myself.
You were so proud of yourself.
Yeah, I did it.
That's awesome. So that was the first time you ever...
I think that was the first time.
And that was only within, like, the year or so.
That was...
That's interesting. Why is someone who's never really, like, done any graffiti... so into graffiti that she did a documentary about it.
I don't know.
Let's get into it, Melissa. Where's this coming from? Deep inside of you, well, where's your love for this coming from?
I think it's interesting because there hasn't really been a film about this. There have been some short films about it, and I researched all of them and watched them all. They're all like 5-minute kind of shorts, and there wasn't anything that was ever done that was like bigger than that, you know? So, and the other thing that I found with the films that I was watching was they didn't have any story. So I decided that I wanted to do something about this because it was like artistic and creative, and I felt like I had a way, you know, it was just kind of a project for me. And I've always wanted to do a documentary, and I haven't. This will be my first.
Starting in 2005.
Yes. So I guess that's kind of why I decided to do it, and I don't know.
So where's your? So basically, like you found yourself like just YouTubing a whole bunch of like YouTube videos of graffiti.
Yeah, I like just searched the web for any films that had anything to do with bathroom graffiti.
So was it just you out searching for something to do a documentary on, or did it find you to do a documentary? You know what I mean?
Well, like when I was in North Carolina and I was like at that place, that's kind of when I came up with the idea. It was because I noticed the difference.
Gotcha.
And then when I started doing research, which goes back to like 1920s, 30s,
I actually found, definitely there, I actually found, like, in the Roman times, there was, like, stuff.
Yeah, that
which
would
is
be
crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of that.
I only heard, like, people on the internet saying that there were, you know, documented stuff of, like, some kind of graffiti in the bathroom in the Roman times, which they're known for their bathrooms, you know, so yeah. I'm sure there must have been something.
I want to know what they were talking about.
And I guess you can go all the way back to, like, caveman era. When the bathroom probably was within the cave where they were drawing on the walls. So technically, you could say that that is the earliest form of bathroom graffiti. Let's incorporate that into your doc. I'll take credit for it. But 646-915-9228. I want to get into the 2 to 3 times I remember graffitiing. They weren't bathroom, but they were graffiti. So when I graduated high school back in 1999, way back, there was a bridge that was kind of like between the town and our town and the next town. And on the bridge, there was kind of like panels on the bridge. And we spray painted our school and the year we graduated and then all our names on to the thing where we actually like hang over and do it. I felt so badass. I was 18, 17
oh
years
my
old.
God.
And that was the first time I remember really graffitiing anything, and it was kind of cool. The second time was I was trying to impress a lady, and we were in the subways, and we were just kind of hanging out, and I had a pen or a marker in my pocket, and I remember I gave Gerard Butler a black eye with a pen because it was a poster of him.
Wait, who's Gerard Butler?
The guy, one of that actor from like 300.
Oh, the main guy?
I gave him a black eye. That was my second form of graffiti.
Nice.
And then when I was a little kid, I don't know if you remember or familiar, I was a big fan of The Simpsons. And Bart Simpson used to have a tag. His was El Barto. So whenever I went to any classroom and there was a, like a, what do they call those, chalkboards, I would write in the corner, El Barto, and then I would walk. Those are really my only signs of graffiti. All right. So where does that leave us, Melissa?
Well, is there anyone out there listening that has any bathroom graffiti experiences that you want to call in and talk about? Because that would be awesome.
Alex in Indy asked, what will happen if you don't make the $9,000 by the deadline? I know you won't get any of it if you don't meet the deadlines. What will you try? What will you try again or something else?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would try again. If for whatever reason I'm not able to raise the money, I'll just probably do this for even longer until I get it completed, because it's definitely something that I want to do. And I mean, if it takes me 10 years to afford to do it,
it's,
I guess that's
started
how long
in 2005.
It's, I know. But, you know, what I'm saying is that I probably won't stop trying, but it would be nice if I could get it done sooner, because I'm trying to get the film finished. I want to enter it into the film festival circuit for 2014. So that's my goal.
So, Andy, there's your answer. You could have called in and asked that, but it's cool. It's cool. We respect that. At this point, I want to try to, maybe we could play the teaser.
Okay.
Is that what you want to play? What do you want to play?
Well, we could have those interview clips. Maybe we could show
some stuff you've shot.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if it works. It was kind of choppy last time.
Yeah. Let's see how it goes.
How about we do the Jess one?
Yeah.
All right. So here's Jess. Want to give any background before we play it?
I did some interviews, I guess a year ago, like in the summer. And these are kind of just preliminary interviews, trying to get, you know, figure out, you know, some questions that I wanted to ask people and whatnot. And so Jess was so kindly to come out and on her birthday to do an interview for me. So this is Jess.
The emotion that I get when I write on a bathroom wall is like, damn the man, fuck you. Yeah, I wrote on your bathroom wall. And it's, you know, it's, I think when in company with other people who do it, you know, and I mean, for me anyways, like if I go into a bathroom and I see some really lame stuff on the wall, I'm like, this is really lame. But like if something's really cool, and I'll be like, yeah, I want to be part of this, you know, I want to be cool too. And I want to write something cool, and I want to be a little badass today. And I have about 3 minutes to take care of that feeling. So, you know, I think that's what it's all about, is you walk away, you know, relieved, and then in another sense, relieved. You know, you have like a kind of a, it's a fuck you attitude. And I think pretty much every person who does that, no matter how clean cut or whatever, if you're writing on a bathroom wall, you have somewhat of a fuck you attitude.
So then again, Jessica brings up the point of that kind of like punk attitude, where you're just out there and you're just like, fuck this bathroom wall, I'm gonna write on it. Is that kind of like, I mean, when you were down in North Carolina, was that kind of the mentality too, even if it was Jesus, even if it was Bible Belt? Was it kind of like, or was it kind of like, save? I'm gonna save you guys who are the evil entity of the world.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, we're gonna save you in the bathroom stall. Like, I don't remember it being like that. But it's definitely that kind of attitude. You know, just want to do something, you know, have a good time.
Sure. So where do you find most of the bathroom stuff mentally goes? Like, what kind of, like, mental state, like, the majority, what are they talking about?
A lot of people aren't talking about much, which is kind of funny. They just like to say something really random, I feel like, and then the interesting part is when people like write something back. It's like you get the whole communication between people that have never met kind of thing. So one person writes something, and then someone else writes something. Or if you have someone that likes to correct the grammar, I find that a lot. Like, people like correcting other people's spelling mistakes. Have you seen this?
Yes, yes.
So, and I had one person tell me that she really enjoys, like, going in and doing that. And
so,
I'm like,
replace it, you know, putting apostrophe in your and adding an E type of thing?
Yeah, yeah. You know, fixing
grammar
it.
Grammar Nazis. A bunch of grammar Nazis. So your friend is a grammar Nazi. I love it. Alex, I really am enjoying my texting time with Alex. But Alex, instead of calling, he says, in one of the bathrooms of my college campus, someone has penned in a bunch of movie titles with one of the words replaced by grout within the grout between the tiles. Movies like A Few Good Grout and Reservoir Grout and Grout Wars. There are dozens of them. They're entertaining. Thank you, Alex.
Good to know, man.
That's really fun.
Thanks for sharing.
So of the ones that you've seen yourself, like, which ones stick with you the most?
There was one that I really liked, and it had an accompanying picture that someone drew.
Ooh.
And it was a dog with a what do you call that? A bubble? Where he's a thought bubble. It was a talk, like
talk
he was
bubble.
Talking. And it said something about, I ate the neighbor's dog's feces, and there's that. That's all it said. And I'm like,
that.
So it was like, not about anything, but it's about this dog who does.
So somebody drew a dog.
Yeah.
And then somebody wrote in, what did they write?
I just ate the neighbor's dog's feces. So there's that. And that's what they wrote.
What was this dog doing? Was he really like...
He was like talking. Like he had
his
mouth open.
He just was cool. Kind of like a Jerry Seinfeld in front of a wall doing comic
yeah.
stand-up.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
There's my favorite one, which I really liked. I found it at the new school, the college that I just recently graduated from. It was in the girls' bathroom, and it was a hand with a piece of string, and it kind of went over top of the toilet paper dispenser. And it was in the behind the toilet paper dispenser, like on the back side, so the janitorial team wouldn't, like, you know, clean it off or whatever.
Right.
But it was saying, like, how much money people spend on painting over bathroom graffiti.
That's so, what he tagged in the bathroom?
Yeah, it was saying, like, it costs, you know, $1.2 million to clean up bathroom graffiti or
and
something like that.
And you're doing
like
a documentary
that.
On it.
Yeah, but it was the most interesting part.
You could use
part.
That $1.2 million.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, everybody give me that money.
Yeah, give me that money. All right, go ahead.
But the most interesting part is I was at this bar in Bushwick, and I saw the same hand, like the same drawing at this other place. So it's interesting to see something that I saw.
Do you feel like it was the same person doing it? Or
I'm pretty sure it was the same person. And all I know is that I think it's a girl and that she went to the new school. But you will never know because anybody could say that you were that person.
Completely anonymous.
Yeah, I know. So that was the really cool part for me, was like being able to identify something that I've seen. And the same with a lot of other things, you know, that I've seen, like the jellyfish thing that we were looking
right.
at earlier.
I think I have that. So what else have you seen that, not that one. What else have you seen that you've seen that repetitive? What other repetitive things?
There's a lot of drawings that I see that's repetitive, but also a lot of people like advertising through bathroom graffiti.
Sure.
Like, there's this one band actually on that video right there on the toilet seat, the Darties. That band, I haven't ever seen them play, but they advertise, and I've seen their stickers and scratchiti on the walls in the bathrooms.
Scratchiti.
In several bathrooms.
Explain to me scratchiti, Melissa.
Scratchiti is when you use like a key or a pen or something where you're actually scratching into whatever it is that you're tagging, and you're not marking it up, but you're scratching it.
Scratching it out.
Yeah. So the Darties is this band that tends to advertise. And so, you know, that's kind of why I decided to do the sticker thing, is like all these other people are like advertising, you know, on the bathroom wall. So I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Like, so that's kind of why.
Get myself out there.
Yeah. So this is how I'm going to go about it.
There's the Guardies right there. There's
yeah, exactly.
So, but I, the other thing I find that, you know, like you have, and Alex has a question that I was going to ask a second ago. We'll get to you, Alex. The one thing that I find when you have so many people tagging, it just becomes such a mess. Yeah. It just becomes like an obscured mess. And it happens a lot, especially in like, you know, in East Village and Williamsburg. Like, what's the mentality of saying, I want to get myself out there with this, but you're just becoming part of the mass then? I find that very interesting, where you're just becoming part of this mass where your voice, whatever it is not really going to shine through.
Well, you can find a really good space to do it, you know, to put the sticker.
This is true. It's all about placement.
Yeah.
It's all about placement.
Or you can, if you're really prepared, just paint over, you know, just what paint. Someone
you
else
wanna bring
did.
You want to bring paint to the bar. Listen, guys.
I found these really cool paints.
Well, you have to tell me about the paints.
I found these really cool paints at the scrapyard. It's this graffiti store. All they do is, you know, they sell spray can, like, spray paint bottles, and they have all kinds of different types of pens and paint thing. Like, they have everything.
They've got it all.
Yeah.
What place is it?
It's called the Scrapyard.
Interesting.
It's right by work.
Oh, yeah, I know that place. Totally. But the other thing I find interesting, when I was a kid growing up, like, you know, upstate where they're, you know, you're not living in a city, you can go out and get spray paint real easily. In the city, it's not as easy.
Yeah.
So they're kind of cracking down on the likes of you.
Yeah, I guess so. I think that's more for other reasons, though.
Yeah, totally. The question that Alex had, which I was also going to ask, do you include graffiti in do you only include graffiti in bathroom? And then he wrote, there's this one restaurant I know that has graffiti all over the walls, tables, seats, etc. So what made you, my question was going to be, what made you focus in just on bathrooms rather than graffiti as a whole?
I guess I just felt like I had to draw the line somewhere. And the other thing, too, is, like, people have done films on graffiti in general, like
right.
What you see, you know, outside every day or in the trains or in the subway. I mean, I've seen films. There's, like, the one film, there was one. I forget the name of it, actually. That was just
Exit
about
through
graffiti.
The gift shop?
That was
kind of more about a person, but
yeah,
such a good documentary.
I forget what it's called. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, guys. Go to Netflix. Hang out and go check Netflix out.
But yeah, like, I just kind of decided to focus on bathroom graffiti because it's not something people usually talk about.
You're right, it's not. But it's something that I think it has something to do with, like, the idea of going to the bathroom. We're going to go to the bathroom, but we're not going to talk about it. But when you're in the bathroom, you see all this stuff, and you're like, you giggle at yourself, or you think to yourself, like, wow, that's clever, or you're going to... And then as soon as you leave the bathroom, it's gone out of your head.
Yeah.
Just like going to the bathroom. I'm not going to sit there and dwell on the fact that you went to the bathroom. You're just going to go do it and get out of there. And I think the same applies to the throwaway lifestyle of the bathroom graffiti artist.
Yeah.
And here you are, going about it, making a documentary.
Yeah, documenting it so that it's talked about. And, you know, the interesting thing that I found out about with my research is, like, back in the, you know, 20s, 30s, they didn't talk about it because it wasn't, like, it was kind of a taboo.
Yeah.
So there was a professor or someone that in the 60s wrote I don't know if it's a dissertation or something, a paper about bathroom graffiti. His name's Alan Dundas, but he was talking about the psychology of why people do it, and that's another thing that I'm researching is why people actually do it. And his research is way off. I mean, I'm not saying his research is off, but like his reasons behind what he found, I thought were really kind of interesting and
more clinical
weird.
Than artistic. Is that what you're kind of getting at? So, what was his kind of foundation?
I guess in his paper, he was kind of talking about everything that he found. So it wasn't like he had one particular point of view. But one of the things that he mentioned was the idea that when people go into the bathroom, they're getting rid of something. You know, you got to take a poop or whatever.
Sure.
And then...
I gotta pee right now.
But because you're getting rid of something, you're taking in something, which is what you're reading on the bathroom wall or what you're writing on the bathroom wall. So it's the idea of getting rid of something and taking in something at the same time, and that's the reason that people do it. I don't know if that's the reason or not.
Couldn't you just say that it's just you have time to just do something for a second and you just scribble something out?
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I see where what he's getting at. Answer to something that's very... Julie writes...
Graffiti alone.
Why do we have to destroy some mark? I think that's what Julie Shannon Moore, right? You got a microphone over there, Julie.
Like, if they're in the bathroom, like, why go down the rabbit hole?
How much you're going to write, or?
How much you're going to follow what they're writing.
The documentary turned into, some of the things about Meet the Dark. Parties, the band, I want to like really get. If they think they get any more people coming out to their shows because of this, I mean, obviously, like, I'm listening and I, you know, seen them. So yeah, I'm definitely going to try and find things that I find in a lot of places. I'm going to definitely go down and see what I can find out. There's another stickers up in the bathrooms as well. So I'm hoping at some point he'll let me interview him to see what, you know, if he thinks he gets any more, like...
Well, that'd be really funny if he's like,
I guess I'll
hey,
see.
I saw your thing in the bathroom. It's interesting.
Well, I mean, I kind of mean it's like, you know, people want to regulate the internet, right?
Sure.
You know, so in a way, it's like the bathroom is like the internet of the real world, you know? It's still where, like, it's the Wild West of, like, you can put anything up you want, you know? And now you're going in and you're documenting it. That was where the question comes from. It's not a judgment, it's just a question.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think it's interesting, and it's something that I want it to do. So that's kind of my own thing.
Yeah, I mean, I love it too. I've done lots of photo shoots in bathrooms, so I love just what's happening.
But the thing is, it's not really sacred because... No, they're going to get it painted over anyway.
It's so, a bathroom, guys.
The thing about it, too, is, like, I really wish I had some of the photos from back in the 80s. You know, like, what were people writing about them? Like, seeing, like, some political
stuff
thing.
Stuff over
like,
time.
Yeah, like, if it was documented better, like, it would be really interesting to see how
I mean,
it, like,
that's even
changes.
Interesting to, if you go back to, when did you first come to New York?
2003.
So if you 2003, you started 2005, but if you go back to when you were in New York, say 2006, is there any difference between 2006 and today?
There's not much difference between now and then.
And that's my point, I think. My point is that I don't think there's going to be much difference in any time period about going to the bathroom.
I don't think... The point isn't to see a change over time.
Totally, and I know
it's a change in location.
Yeah, totally. And I'm, my point is just that I think when you're in the bathroom, you know, like you're going to write something out that's really going to have very little to no meaning. You're just scribbling something out or drawing something or doing something where it doesn't really showcase any time period. It's just that's what you're doing at that
right.
moment. And I know it's not your documentary's not about that, but it's so it's.
Well, it might turn into it if I don't get funding. We'll see how that goes.
All right, so we got like 5 minutes left. If anyone wants to call, the first person to call is going to get the stickers. 646-915-9228. I know I sound like I'm drunk. But 646-918. What's our phone number? 646-915-9228. I'm saying too much. The first person to call gets a sticker, and we will send that over to you. So we got 5 minutes left. Is there any... I want to do the plugs again. So bathroomsocial.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go to see all the stuff.
Yeah.
The Facebook, obviously, probably is facebook.com/bathroomsocial.
Yeah.
My guess.
I guess that's it. If you Google it, bathroom social, it'll come up.
The Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Is...
It's like some long link, but if you go to Kickstarter and you type in Bathroom Social, it'll come
up
as well.
I totally forgot about trying to call these numbers. Let's try to call one. So Melissa has a has collected a bunch of, like, call this number for a good time. And we're going to an attempt to try it. Here, give me your phone. And let's try to figure that out. I'm trying to do too many phone things at once.
Okay.
But do you have a lock on this thing? No, you're cool.
My friend Janine sent me a photo of some bathroom graffiti from Seaside Heights. That's in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And someone was advertising their free Harley.
Nice. Let's call them.
Let's see if they were actually trying to get rid of their free Harley.
John Ledoux says, good work, Melcal. Been watching you. Thanks, John. We like you, too.
Yay!
So, let me see the number. I don't want to say it over air. Which one is it? Top one? Here. The middle one?
Yeah. All right. And what are we going
to... I don't know. We're going to wing it. We're going to ask about the Harley. So, they're... What did they say again online?
It just said free Harley, and it said excess Biker Joe.
All right, so it's Biker Joe. Do you want to do the talking?
No, you can do it.
You sure you don't want to do the talking? This is interesting. You think they're going to answer.
Joey.
Hey, Biker Joe. Hey, buddy, we saw your ad for a free motorcycle in a bathroom stall, and we were wondering if that's still legit.
No, that's not. On Craigslist?
No. It was just straight up on a bathroom wall, and we wanted to know if that was still legit.
And what did it say?
It said...
It said free Harley, and then it gave your number, and it said excess Biker Joe.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. The number's 347-451-0748.
Yeah, we just wanted to let you know that someone is writing your number up in bathroom stalls saying that you're Biker Joe and you're giving away a free motorcycle.
Yeah.
This is something that you should be concerned about, I think, personally. But we just wanted to see if you still had the free Harley.
No, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. And does it give them my address and shit?
No, your number.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
What's that? What bathroom? That's cool that they're telling me this, though. What bathroom?
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
He said, what bathroom?
It was a bathroom in Seaside Heights. And it may be called, the bar may be called Seaside Heights. I can find out.
Yeah, because Seaside Heights is devastating.
That's true. You know what I mean? That's a good point.
What is it?
Seaside Heights is devastated. It's
yeah,
gone.
But this was several months ago. It may have even been like 10 months ago.
So why are you guys calling me now?
Well, I'm doing a documentary film on bathroom graffiti. And so I've been documenting different things that I find on the walls. And I've taken a list of numbers, and I was actually trying to call and find out information whether these numbers are legit. If you were really advertising that you had a free Harley, and if you were able to get, you know, rid of it or how that worked. But obviously, you had no idea your number was on the wall.
Which is interesting.
No, because somebody in my neighborhood, I just found out when I was on vacation, wrote a Craigslist ad saying I was giving away parts and stuff into my backyard, and people actually started coming and showing up.
Oh, my gosh.
And then one day, from Philadelphia, said this to his wife, this doesn't sound right. The neighbor next door is telling us, helping us, going back to this guy's house. She said, so the husband's wife said, let me leave our number on the door. So when I came back from vacation, I didn't know I had a Craigslist ad. I called the people on the door because it said Craigslist ad, call us back. So I called them and I said, they said, are you running a Craigslist ad? And I said, no. And then I heard the lady say, that guy in the background goes, holy fuck, I told you that wasn't true. And I go, what are you guys talking about? They're like, well, you got a Craigslist ad saying that your barbecue grill.
Oh my gosh.
What's that?
Yeah, keep
that's
going.
That's crazy.
Keep going, Joe.
What's that?
That's insane, Joe. But I guess it's not there anymore, but your number was up there, and we just wanted to reach out.
It says my name, Joe. It says my name is Joe.
It said Biker Joe.
Yeah, Biker Joe.
That's some fucked up shit.
I agree with you, my friend. All right, we're going to let you go, but good luck with everything, and I hope you get all your stuff back.
They never took anything.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
Yeah. Nobody, they're not crazy enough to come to my house to do that.
I wouldn't fuck with Biker Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to you. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Later, Joe.
Bye.
Now that was awkward.
That was awesome.
I know. The show's over. That was great. That was great.
Are you recording it, though?
Oh, yeah. Everything is recorded.
Just record it. Release it.
Yeah.
Let's do a few more of those phone calls.
Yes?
Is the no one can hear it now?
What do you mean?
Like, is it airing right now?
Oh, it's airing. We're all airing. We'll keep going. We just can't take any more phone calls after 10.
Oh, I see.
After that.
All those flooded phone calls.
I hate you, people. I hate you. All right, we could try to make one more and then end the show, if that's what you're into.
The other one is a text, so maybe I'll just do that another time. It's not a phone number.
Which one was it?
This
it was the
here.
Sext Queen.
Yeah, the Sext Queen.
This was at Matchless?
Yeah, it was at Matchless.
We should try the Sext Queen. Let's try it.
Okay. So at this bar in Matchless, there was a... bathroom graffiti that said Sext Queen, and it gave the phone number. So,
and I see vagina next to it. Oh, yeah, we're calling it. We're gonna rock this thing out.
Biker Joe.
I didn't want to fuck with Biker Joe.
You've reached John. I can't talk right now. Please leave a message.
All right. So John is apparently the Sext Queen. We won't give out any more information than that. But in Matchless, his number was in there, and it said Sext Queen.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think those are the numbers. Did you want to try another one, or we could just kind of
We can leave it with those.
We got Biker Joe. That was pretty awesome.
That
was pretty, as the kids say, hot. All right. So Melissa. Wrap it up. Give me all your.
So check out the blog at www.bathroomsocial.com. I'm on Facebook. Just search for Bathroom Social, and the same for Kickstarter. Please, if you get a chance and you're able to donate, I'm trying to raise the $9,000. I have 28 days left to do it. Go to Kickstarter.com. Type in Bathroom Social. You'll be able to find it there. Thanks for listening, you guys. Oh, and I'm on Twitter. I forget about Twitter.
Yeah, I always forget about Twitter.
But I'm there.
Twitter's fun. I mean, that's a great place for you to host all those pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
Just like TwitPics. Is that what they call them these days? TwitPics. You just keep throwing them out there, you know,
yeah.
Like all your stuff. But then again, you don't want to give away your whole documentary.
Yeah, yeah. It's so, selective stuff.
Well, Melissa, did you have fun?
I had a great time. Good. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, and screw all you suckers for not calling, and I'm going to get the stickers, so go fuck yourself. All right, so thanks, Melissa. Thank you for everything, for coming in and hanging out. We will talk to you next time.
Cool.
I'll see you at work,
all right.
Basically. All right,
sweet.
Later. High fives. Oh, I also want to say thank you for your friend coming in. Give him a shout out.
Yeah, dude. Thanks, Beto, for filming. We filmed all of tonight's show, so that's going to be part of the film at some point. And you might get a sneak preview as soon as I get it up on the website.
I want my face blurred. Is that
you
cool?
Want your face blurred. You'll have to blur it yourself.
Yeah, you always get me with these things. So a real quick side note before we go. Melissa is a producer. My producer for a lot of things. So she tells me what to do a lot of the time. And a lot of times I just walk into my room and go, Melissa, just keep telling me what to do. You can't tell me what to do anymore. That's a lie. But I appreciate all the work you do here and there.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Later.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Diddly
yay.
Go.
to This Awful Show, the Dave and Giggles Show.